My name is Shane Parmar, but my real name is Shamsik Paul Bhagwan Singh Parmar. And my father, he purposely named me that. He wanted something different. Muhammad Iqbal, he was a poet in India, and Shamsuddin was also a writer as well. My mother did not want that. She wanted to name me Shane after the movie, the old Western, because she wanted my life to be easier. It's one of those things where my parents, when they first they came to Canada, they said, you're in Canada now, learn English. And I went by my given name in school, but after a while, it trying to help teachers pronounce the name and friends and having people saying to me constantly, what kind of name is that, right? You try to find a way to make it easier for people, trying to accommodate. It reminds me of a story of it's a writer, Canadian, African-Canadian writer, who was mentioning the story about this person who was flying on a plane from Toronto to Vancouver, how he tried to make himself smaller in the seat. And he was of Arabic descent. And it's sort of the same way when you're an immigrant. You try to make yourself less threatening. You try to make yourself not the other. You try to make yourself one of the whole instead of standing out. And that's the whole thing with the name. The first thing, of course, you're a visible minority. And then people expect you right off the bat to have an accent, especially if you have a name like Shams hyphen Iqbal, right? And also for resumes, it's like my teachers would tell me in high school, saying, you know what, you're not going to be hired with that name. People are going to see that on a resume. They're going to be thinking that they were very blunt, saying you're fresh off the boat. That's what my teachers would tell me. And the best way to get hired is use the name that you go by in class. Just go by Shane. There's a lot of times where I go back and forth about what name to use. It's interesting going back and forth in that world in a way. You go home and people know you by a different name, and it's almost like going back into the past in a way, and taking on identities. It's something I wonder about myself, whether or not I'll go and just use my given name. At the moment, I still use Shane, but it is a constant reminder to me that, do I speak Punjabi? No. Do I know anything about Punjabi culture, really? No. Have I been to a gurdwara? No. And so, and I asked my father about that, saying, why don't we go? And he told me the story about when he was growing up, he first went to study at the University of Tasmania in Australia, because we were originally from Fiji. And he encountered so much racism in Australia that this was in the 50s. And the late 50s, and so when he was going to school there, that his friends, who were also Punjabi, took him aside and said, look, you have to take off your turban, you have to shave. And that's what he did. He just disposed of his culture, really. And it's an awful way of saying it, but that's what he actually did to find success, really. I mean, I admire a lot of people I see in this room who are older than me, and who kept their identity, kept their turban, kept their beards, and kept their culture, and struggled through that racism. I know certainly growing up, in my generation, I went through that racism on a daily basis. It's not something I like talking about, but you know, you learn to cover these things up, you learn to forget about it and move on. And certainly within, let's say, my profession, which is the library world, there's not many South Asian librarians. When going to library school, I was the only really brown person in class. And it was like, wow, I'm back in school, right? Back when I was a kid. And it was, it's in that way, it was, there's our professions like that still. I'd like to be an example of what somebody can do, like immigrate to Canada, to get your Bachelor of Arts, get a Master's degree, enter a profession that's really, there's not many South Asian people in, and hopefully be successful.